wax metal the Meredith Mesa. So nowadays we have families and parents. You can't imagine a situation where someone would miss their own chasana. Right? On the day of your chasana, usually everyone's around, there's a lot of things to do. But unfortunately, after the Muhammad, a lot of people didn't have parents, didn't have families. So Waxman told of a kid in his class when he was younger, who he said his father, he missed his own chasana. Because, I mean, his father was his kid's grandparents were Rahman al-Sam killed in the Muhammad. And so he came to America. He didn't have any family, he didn't have any parents, any mishpacha. And someone was able to arrange a shidduch for him, and he got engaged, he became a chassan, and the chassan was on a certain day. And whatever, like he went to yeshiva that morning, and he didn't tell anyone that in the afternoon the chassan was called for 6 o'clock at least. He didn't tell anyone. He went to go take a shulf, and like he found like one of his friends' dorm rooms to go take a nap in, and he figured he would wake up and go to his chassan. And he woke up and he looked at the clock, and it was 11:30 at night. And no one could find him because he didn't tell anyone where he was. And he missed the whole chasana. They couldn't make a chasana, but he wasn't there. You can imagine, he went running, but everyone had already left. You can imagine how embarrassing it was. He missed his own chasana. It's obviously not his fault. He was in a terrible situation, but Omaisi, he missed his own chasana. And as we mentioned yesterday, Shavuos, Sfarim explains the chasana between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to do achana that we won't miss our own chasana. You know, we can't miss. If we're the kala and Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the chasana, Kadosh Baruch Hu Shchinta and Yisrael, chasana coming together, Kabbalah Satayra, we have to make sure not to miss it. So even though Chabad might say it's a little early, we're not even Shavua, Shachalva, we're not even in the week leading up to Yom Tov. It's never too early to prepare for Shavuos. But the way we'll prepare for Shavuos today, we'll start achana is by seeing a vart in the parasha. The Vacha de Kesedra always has something to get us ready for Yom Tov. Tasha Rebbe points out this vart that state in Pasuk, Veshavsa Aretz Shabbos Hashem, that Bahar Sinai, Dafka Bahar Sinai this week, we were given the mitzvah of Shemitah. And it was Dafka Shemitah of Veshavsa Aretz Shabbos Hashem. The Shemitah was a Shabbos. That it was on the seventh year, the Shabbos year, that the land rests. You don't touch it. So there's obviously the famous Rashi on the first pasuk, the first Rashi of the Sedra says, "Ma'anyin Shmita Itzal Arsinai." Rashi asks everyone. It's a famous term when someone wants to ask a question. What does one thing have to do with another? They'll say, "Ma'anyin Shmita Itzal Arsinai," as the example that comes from this week's parasha. What does one thing have to do with the other? Rashi says, what does Shemitah have to do with Har Sinai? And the question that Rashi is asking is, why is it Bahar Sinai Leimor? That Shemitah was given Bahar Sinai, says the Pasuk. And Rashi, Frek Rashi, every mitzvah was given in Har Sinai. Why specifically by Shemitah does it point out Bahar Sinai? Ma'ayin Shemitah is Har Sinai. That's the first question. Second question is, we have to understand the kesher between Shemitah and Shabbos. So Erech and Ami, they're both on the 7th, and they both have a day of rest. Shemitah is a year of rest. But there's obviously a very strong kesher between Shemitah and Shabbos, so much so that the Panovich Rav, when they brought him to Eretz Yisrael, they brought him to a field. It was the year of Shemitah, which this year is going to be, this upcoming year, Tav Shem Pei Beis, is going to be a Shemitah year in Eretz Yisrael. They brought the Panovich Rav to a field that was observing Shemitah that year, and he got down, and he started kissing the floor, and he started saying, "G'chabas, G'chabas," to the land. But there's Mamash Shabbos. So what's the catch between Shemitah and Shabbos? And what does it mean? Ma'ayin Shemitah Yitzhar Sinai. What's the catch between Sinai and Shemitah? Word. So, Shteid Medrash Tachuma on this week's parasha, that one of the reasons for the Golos was because Klal Yisrael was not Nizar in the Halachas of Shemitah. Klal Yisrael didn't observe Shemitah properly. And that's the reason why we were Nisar Chaknu Me'ad Masenu. Since we didn't treat the land properly, we were kicked off the land. And that the goal has happened that we were kicked off Eretz Yisrael because we didn't observe Shemitah properly. And that's obviously a big chiddush. We know that throughout Chazal, there are a number of reasons for why the goal has happened. The Churban Beis HaMikdash, whether Shalom Baruch Hu B'Tarei Tchila, or the Gemara Beis Chamuras. There's Gemaras that deal with a bunch of different answers. But to say that it was because of a Shemitah seems interesting. Shemitah is a mitzvah. Shemitah is very nice. But Shemitah doesn't, we don't seem to view Shemitah with that chashivas, that the golus or the gula is going to be totally on it. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal that because we weren't so nizhar in Hilchos Shemitah, we were kicked off the land, as the Medrash Tachlumah explains. So we have to understand what's the godless of Shemitah. Secondly, on the flip side of that coin, because we know that we're comparing Shemitah to Shabbos, we know Shabbos is, you know, Shabbos is Givaldi, Shabbos is Meirdi. But what we're going to say tomorrow night by davening, Mr. Shem, we're going to say, Ata Kiddash Lissim HaShvil Shemecha, Tachlis Ma'asi Shemayim Vart. That Shabbos is the Tachlis of Ma'asi Shemayim Vart. Because Baruch Hu created the entire world, and the Tachlis of that was for Shabbos. It also is a little confusing. Okay, Shabbos is great. Because Baruch Hu stopped working, he rested, so do we rest, and we, you know, we have extra time to spend with family, we get to relax, we catch up on some shluf, we have some b'cholent, we have a nice davening, a nice singing. Tachas ma'asei shemayim v'aretz, there has to be something else going on. What's pshat that Shabbos? Also, Shabbos is like the siman by a yid, right? Like if someone, you want to know if someone's from, what's the question you ask? Is he shomer Shabbos? You don't say like, is he, you don't say, does he keep a Shemitah? It's Dafka Shabbos. You don't say, has he ever done Shulch HaKein? Like, you don't find a random mitzvah and say, like, does he do that? No, you ask, is he Shomer Shabbos? And Shabbos is that, even by Kashrus, like, Kashrus, it's like a big thing, does he keep Kashrus? But the first question is always Shabbos. Is he Shomer Shabbos? Shabbos is the Tachas of Yid. But why? What's so special about Shabbos? What's so special about Shemitah? Those are our questions. So Maisa, the Helga Bedich Veruv, the Kedush Levi, Schus Yagan Aleinu, points out something interesting, which I think still applies today. Obviously, Avada, if the Tzaddik said it, it applies today. But I think even last year I saw, like there was a study done. I saw, someone showed me, based Google, whatever. Someone showed me, a study was done. And he says that from here we can learn out the godless and the connection between Shabbos and Shemitah because of this study. Before we get to the study though, the study comes to answer this kasha of the Ramban. The Ramban asks on the Pasuk in our parasha, "V'shav sa'aretz Shabbos la'Hashem." What does it mean Shabbos la'Hashem? Who else would you be observing the Shabbos for? Right? "V'shav sa'aretz Shabbos la'Hashem." The year you have to not work the field for Hashem. So Rashi says, "L'shem Hashem," that you do it for the kavanah of Hashem. Frek the Ramban a kasha. We paskin mitzvahs kavanah. Everything needs to be for Hashem. If you, it's a whole sugya in Rosh Hashanah, Pesachim, if you do a mitzvah without kavanah, if you're walking in the street and you hear the sound of a shofar, you didn't know it was Rosh Hashanah, you didn't know that there's mitzvah to hear a shofar, and you didn't know that that was a shofar, right? It's obviously more complicated to be ayin shom in that sugya. You're not yoytze, you're mitzvah to hear a shofar. But we know that you have to have a kavanah, that you're being mekayim a mitzvah when you do a mitzvah. So what's the pshat? Shabbos Aretz, Shabbos Hashem. Who else would you be doing Shabbos for? So too by Shabbos. The Pasuk says in the Pesukim that deal with our Shabbos, not the Shemitah, our Shabbos, it says, Shabbos Hashem Elokecha. Right? That the Shabbos needs to be for Hashem. So why is that a Chiddush? Who else would you be doing a Shabbos for? So this is where the Helga study comes in, the answer. It was in a study on Google, and it's also a Torah in the Kiddush Levi, the Bidish of Rav. It says like this. Agriculturally, for the field, what's best in the health of the field is to let the field sit for 1 year on a 7-year rotation. For the health of the field, for it to grow strongest in the years to come, it's best not to work the field. So too, Goyim came out with a study, Chveist, a few years ago, whatever, I saw it, that really what's really the healthiest thing for a person to do is to choose one day a week and to not use technology and to spend one day not to be involved with the world and to sit around with family and talk. And these things are what's best for the person. Right? So some reaction to that is, ah, Mayerdik, see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why he gave a Shabbos and that's why he gave a Shemitah. That within the halachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had our best thoughts in mind. He had our best intention. that you have to follow the halacha anyway. So he's going to do it in a way that is best for our health, for our mental health, for our field's health, Shemitah, Shabbos, that it really, it's inherently, it's best for us not to be using our phones, not to be using our computers, not to be involved with the world. So, mitzad echad, ein chanami. Yes, those things are very good. And we should appreciate that. But it's not a chiddush. A Kodesh Baruch Hu always has our best interest in mind. Everything in halacha is better for us. Ein chanami, some things we don't see them, some things we don't understand. How can certain halachas be for our benefit? It seems like it's not for our benefit, but everything is ultimately for our benefit. If you follow the derech of Hashem, you'll always be a better, in a better position than now. That's there. That's mitzad echa. So first of all, but the way to approach this study is dafka the answer to this kasha of the Ramban on the pasuk Shavsar Shabbos Hashem. Who else would you be doing the Shabbos for? And the answer is that simple. It could be Yitalka in a yid. He's going to go through Shabbos, and he's going to say, what? Shabbos is Meir Day. Why? Shabbos I get to spend with my family. Shabbos I get to not use my phone. And that's why I love Shabbos. That's my Shabbos. So too my Shemitah. My Shemitah, I'm going to be stark and holding a Hilchos Shemitah. Why? Because I want my field to rest. I want my field to grow for the next year. So Ein Chanami, we're going to tell that guy, yeah, those are all great. Those are all very nice. Spending time with your family is nice. Is that the Hachas of Shabbos? Is all Shabbos to you spending time with your family and playing board games? Avada, that's beautiful. And it's a toitzah of Shabbos. But what's the hikar of Shabbos? It's stayed in Pasuk. It's beferish. Shabbos are Shabbos la Hashem. The Shabbos needs to be Shabbos that has Hashem in mind. Chalila, we can go through a whole Shabbos Kodesh without thinking of Hashem once. And so too, someone can go through a Shemitah without thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My field, I'm letting it rest so that it's good for the field. It's good for me. I feel good. Shabbos is nice. I get to spend time and relax and sleep away a whole Shabbos. Sleep a bagel on Shabbos after eating a festa cholent. It's not Shabbos. You're selfish. Ein chanami. Don't take it the wrong way. Avada, spending time with your family is Meir Dik. And you should work on it, especially Shabbos. But it's a taitzah of Shabbos. It's something that comes along with Shabbos. But it's not the tachlis, maise, shemayim, v'aretz. There's something deeper. It's Shabbos l'Hashem. Don't just think it's Shabbos for you. We have to learn from this week's parasha. To take a Shabbos, but for Rabbeinu Shalom, for the Ebeshter Shabbos. Just because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said Shabbos, that's why we do it. And because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said Shemitah, that's why we do it. And Echanami, it's going to be great for you. You're going to enjoy time with family. You're going to enjoy. You can even take a shulf if you want. But the ikar has to be the Rabbeinu Shalom. How do we put the ikar into the Rabbeinu Shalom, into Shabbos? How do we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ikar of Shabbos? How do we, and Lamaisa, the same thing applies to Shemitah. Even though most of us don't have fields, we don't have farmers, we don't live in Eretz Yisrael, we're not farmers, we don't live in Eretz Yisrael. But it's the same as Soira Davar. It's that Kavana of Shemitah, that's saying, in a Chanami there could be nice reasons to do this, but I'm doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm doing it for the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's when Shabbos comes in tomorrow night. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm doing it for you. And the Iker of Shabbos is going to be my tefillos. This is what my Kedoshim all explain. The Iker of Shabbos is the tefillos of Shabbos. You have a Kabbal Shabbos, you have a Haidu, you have a Mincha. The Mincha and Erev Shabbos, which already the Baal Shem Tov explains, is part of the tefillos of Shabbos. The tefillah, the last tefillah of Chol, it's sort of blends. It's the middle ground between Shabbos and Chol. The Mincha of Erev Shabbos is of the highest tefillos. It brings up all the tefillos of the week to a higher place, because you're already, that's why by Chassidim, they're very makbet to daven Mincha Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos. You're already in your big day Shabbos, you already feel like it's Shabbos, because the part of the tefillah is the tefillah of Shabbos. And those are the ikar, Chadoidi, Kigavna, he brings an Ashkenaz Seder to Shul. He brings Kigavna, so I give him a Svay Seder to take Kigavna, the Zayar Kaddish. Last week it was like Bayimur Shabbos, so I made sure he said Kigavna in Shul, we sit next to each other. You say the tefillah, whatever your nusach is, whatever you connect to, but to realize that the ikar of Shabbos is to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I have a neshama yisira. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me a present on Shabbos that he takes away the mechitza, that's the schach, sort of, that we live during the week, we can't see, there's a ceiling. On Shabbos it's like a schach, you can see up. He takes away the mechitza, we're able to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And in Echanami, there's good byproducts of that, which is relaxing, spending time, resting up, getting more energy for the week, not being addicted to our growth that comes out of our hand, which people call a phone, people can't put down. Shemir Achim. Those are all good things. But if that's the ikar of your Shabbos, So you're missing something. And now we can go back to our question. Right? What was our original questions? We had three questions. One was, what's the whole Indian that when you ask someone are they from, is Shabbos? Are you Shomer Shabbos? Are you from? That was one. The flip side of that was, what's the Pshat of Medrash Tanchuma that one of the Pshatim for the Golas is Shemitah? That we wouldn't observe Shemitah. We weren't Nizar in Hilvul Shemitah. So what's Pshat? So we answer that with the same aside. The Cheshivas of Shemitah and the Cheshivas of Shabbos is that even when something, I could be soivel what the godless of this is for my own benefit, I put a Kadosh Baruch Hu first. Even when something makes sense to me, I say, I'm not selfish. I'm not doing this for myself. I do this for the Eibishter. So when are you Shomer Shabbos? I mean, do you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Do you put a Kadosh Baruch Hu into everything in your Shabbos of Ma'ir Dika Shabbos of Iskasher Hashem? Or is it a day that's spent resting up and shuffling away and eating cholent? I'm not b'chalila talking down the cholent, the hell of the cholent. But the cholent is for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When your cholent is for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kadosh Kadosh. When your cholent is for your bayich, you can't be blamed for that. But it's an avoidah. The avoidah to work on the cholent. And even if it's not every bite, we're not tzaddikim. We can't be miyachin yichudim with every single bite of cholent. But we make a bracha by kiddush on the cholent, say Eibishter, the hell of the cholent, and try to have the kavanas of having oynig, but oynig Shabbos. Putting a Kadosh Baruch Hu back into Shabbos. Same thing with Shemitah. Why were the Golas happened because of Shemitah? Because in a Hanami, we're still observing Shemitah. Afshir, you can say this. We weren't Nizar in Shemitah. We were still doing Shemitah. But we were doing it because, Maisa, it's better off for the land. I want my land to grow more. That's why we were doing it. We weren't doing it because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said so. We had our own machshavas tied into everything. Maisa, the best way to be Makabel the Torah and not miss our chasana in a week and a half from now is to be mevatel our own das. Going back to Purim, right? Mevatel our das. Adul yodah. Get out of here with your own chashboinus. Enough of you. Let the rabbinus be the ikr. And then you could put yourself back into the picture. But if you're an Eved Hashem and you want to be mekabel the Torah, you need to make yourself into a kli to be mekabel the Torah. How do you make yourself into a kli? Okay. Rid yourself of your own gaivadit. Let a Kadosh Baruch Hu be the one who's putting himself in. And the Eibishter is the Iker. Tachas Ma'aseh Shemayim V'aretz. That's Shabbos Hashem. That's what we see from this week's parasha. Now, Efshir, we can say this. What's Pshat in Rashi? Ma'inyin Shemitah Yitzal Har Sinai. What's the Inyan of Shemitah and Sinai? Every mitzvah was said by Har Sinai. So Efshir, so there's a lot of different answers, a lot of Sfarim deal with this, and a lot of give their own terutzim. But Efshir, I could say that we could say this. Ma'ayin in Shemitah Yitzal Har Sinai. What's the connection between Shemitah and Sinai? We said yesterday that we're not ready to leave Lag Boimer. Especially in a year like this, we have to hold on. Halten sich stark to Lag Boimer even more so. After everything that we went through this Lag Boimer, we have to hold on to Reb Shimon even more. We have to hold on stark to Reb Shimon. We can't let go of Reb Shimon just yet. So what do we say in the Piyut? What do we say about Lag Boimer? Chaver knows. Sinai, Sinai, loy nikro, ari sheva chaburo, mimeni teite toiro, adinai nivar yechoi. What do we say? Sinai, Sinai, loy nikro. Reb Shimon was called Sinai. One of the names of Reb Shimon, ari yechoi, was Sinai. Why? Because mimenu teite toiro. From him came the Torah. Right? We spoke about Baal Boimer, how Moshe Rabbeinu and Reb Shimon combined to bring down the Torah. Different parts of the Torah. The revealed Torah was Moshe Rabbeinu, the hidden Torah was Reb Shimon. So actually we could say this. Through Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who brought the Zayir HaKadosh, who brought the Pnimiyus Shabbai, Reb Shimon taught us, put HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything in your life. Reb Shimon was the one who taught us, when you have a Shabbos, don't just be satisfied with going through a Shabbos of shluffing and relaxing and catching up on your energy and playing board games. Don't be satisfied with that. Reb Shimon came to tell us, Shabbos is the Yom HaNishmasa, as it says in Zayir HaKadosh. Shabbos is the day to recharge your neshama, not only recharge your guf. Shabbos is the day of Shabbos HaShem. Put Hashem back into Shabbos. Put Hashem back into the Shemitah. And after we can say that that's the Vard in Rashi. My Indian Shemitah is our Sinai. The Indian is this. Sinai is Reb Shimon. And the Vard is my Indian Shemitah is our Sinai. Shemitah is a Shabbos HaShem. Shav Sa'aretz, Shabbos HaShem. Reb Shimon had that kesher between Shemitah, Shabbos, and Har Sinai, and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So actually, as we slowly leave Lag Baomer, as we're in the week of Yisoid, and we get ready to go to our Chasen of Kabbalah Torah, We take the chizik of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who was Sinai himself. Arisha b'chabura, he was a lion mash. He taught us, put Eibishter in everything. Don't let a Shabbos just go by. Right? Tomorrow night's going to be Shabbos. Don't let a Shabbos go by just mahalt and zich. Everything is zich. Everything is me. Don't let yourself be the ikar of Shabbos. Let Shabbos be the tachas ma'aseh shemayim v'aretz. Oh, I told you shouldn't wait. Should you go with Nachum? Ma'aseh, let Reb Shimon be the ikar of your life. And let him show you that Shabbos is the ikar of your life. Shav sa'aretz, Shabbos l'Hashem. We stop seeing so gaivadik and always worrying about ourselves. And let HaKadosh Baruch Hu be the one to be the tachas of our lives, be the tachas of our Shabbos. Then it will be zoicha, as the Medrash Tanchuma says. It will be zoicha to flip around the goals into the geula. The Shemitah will become a Shabbos LaHashem. And when we're actually put Hashem in everything, and we see Hashem in Shemitah, we're not doing it because it's good for the land. We're doing it because the Eibishter said so. Why are we following halachas that don't make sense to us? Because the Eibishter said so. Why are we following halachas that do make sense to us? Also because the Eibishter said so. That's not as pasha. Everyone is easy to say when things don't make sense. Choy, paraduma. Eibishter said so. Or halachas that, like, I don't connect to with. You know, like, everyone has halacha. I don't connect with it. You know, like what do people say? Like, Shomer Nikiya, I don't connect with it. You know? Like, not you, Chevra. But I'm saying, like, oh, the younger Chevra. Shomer Nikiya, I don't connect to it. But what do we do? Eibishter said so. Right? Mikvah. Eibishter said it. Ma'am mikvah pataris tmeh, but mikvah pataris tmeh. You do it because even if it don't, no. But mikvah is something that makes sense. Chevra could be soivah or mikvah. Why do you go to a mikvah? Because Eibishter said so also, though. Even when things make sense, that's the chiddush. Even when things make sense, it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. It's not because of zich. It's not because of me. It's because of Eibishter. Om Zoyche, Om Shem Vayichoy, Sina Sina, Inikro. Come, he'll bring us to the goals. He'll bring us to be the kli, a kli tar, to be the kabbal the Torah. We won't miss a chasana. And once we have the chasana, we'll taste the mesikas ha-Torah. We'll taste the mesikas of Shabbos, because everything will be Eibishter. Shabbos.